Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And then here's another one. Sometime during the day yesterday when I was not trying to sleep, some guy came by to fix the toilet.
Oh, I heard about that because it said,
and I don't think I wrecked it.
You would know.
I don't know.
Well, no, you were in a state. Maybe
you
did.
Here? Why are you here?
Knock on the door.
Yeah.
I'm here to fix the toilet, man. The plumbing.
Yeah.
I didn't wreck it.
I didn't do anything, man.
Maybe there's an elbow joint somewhere that.
So he came in and what, took a look and left?
I don't know. I don't know what I was doing yesterday most of the time.
Would you rather have a guy come and you don't need him, or would you rather you need a guy and you can't get him there? So, you know.
It's a tough call.
Are we saying that number one is on the left?
Okay, I figured.
Is it the consensus or is it not?
I just kind of thought about
this. I just thought it was.
This was like an intelligence test, an IQ test. You have the two circles that
right.
you press.
They look the same.
One is a whole circle, and I'm guessing that's for the full load. The other one, the other circle is intersected. It's not a full circle. I'm assuming that is for.
That's a lighter load?
Yeah, a lighter load. So for your lighter loads, right? Is that.
I've been doing it wrong then.
Really?
Maybe I'll get a guy to come to my
push
room
them both.
Today.
No, you're supposed to
elbow it behind.
That's
you?
Not a fist thing. That's an elbow thing.
Who sits on the
you
toilet?
You don't sit in what?
Who sits on the toilet and reaches around with their elbow to hit the circle behind them? That's like a yoga move.
That's what that's for.
No way.
Yes, it is.
We're going to get a representative from the Bureau Star to ask him about how you're supposed
how
to.
How can you even do that? I'm going to try it today. But
what? Hit with the elbow?
Yeah.
Who? No one else has tried this.
There's the restrooms are right over there. Somebody go in there, sit on the toilet, and try and hit that with your elbows and report back.
I'll do it.
Well, there's only one you can hit with the elbow.
It
there
works.
We go.
Oh, my.
It works.
Wait a minute. What's your name, sir?
I'm Phil.
Phil, where are you from?
Waukesha.
Waukesha. Is this your first time on the trip, Phil?
It is my second time.
Second
on the
time. Oh. Welcome back, Phil. Thank nice you. To have you. That's a great looking
so
shirt.
So have you encountered the commodes?
I did.
Tell us like how you this. Flush, Phil.
Now, let's, Phil, I'm not trying to be insulting here, but you are a robust-sized gentleman.
I am.
You trying to get an elbow around and back after filling the toilet.
Come on.
Well,
seems to be.
The other option I could see was to get up and turn around, and that didn't seem like it
Isn't
was.
That,
yes. Wait a minute. When you're at home, Phil, hold on. You have a handle on your toilet, correct?
That is correct.
Are you seated when you reach around and hit the handle, or are you standing?
I'm seated.
I cannot All
right,
believe
time for a poll.
My ears.
No
one.
Who sits on the toilet and flushes? Just raise your hands.
Why would you want? Look
There's like
it.
Three people. Who gets up, flushes.
Everybody in the
everybody
world.
Everybody else. Okay, thank you. That's all I needed to know.
Some of us are cleaner than others.
I'm okay. sometimes
okay.
being robust
right. Right.
requires more than one flush.
Oh, my.
Right. Hold on.
What they're doing.
Hold the show, Phil.
Yes.
Think about this. If you're seated on the toilet, and as you said, there's a robust load in the commode, and you reach around and you're seated and you push the handle, you can't see if the water's rising, Phil.
Oh, boy.
You can sense it.
I can feel it, Bob.
You can
sense
it.
It's like
you can feel it. Of course,
it's like
you can,
more highly developed people have a spidey sense down there,
and it's very refreshing. I might add.
I think it's like the very small hairs on your ass can feel whatever's going on there.
A new low. Oh, already achieved.
It's for the elbow.
The elbow works fine.
I don't like this blind flush, Phil. No.
Our plate fell off.
Wait a minute. Wait. A plate. What plate?
The plate with the circles.
Oh.
Because you're doing it wrong.
Because I elbowed it, and the whole thing came off.
Which should tell you that's not the way to do it,
So
Phil.
Now there's just two little pokey things there.
Yeah. And does that hurt your elbow?
That hurt the elbow, yeah.
Did you call maintenance and say, hey, my saucer fell off of my...
They came and fixed it, and it was a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Excellent.
And I used my elbow again the next
time.
So how else you did.
Other than that, Phil, how are you finding your stay here at the Iberostar?
It is fantastic. Man.
It is.
Excellent. Is everybody remembering, because I didn't do it yesterday, and I'm a little sorry I didn't. Is everybody putting on their sunscreen? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got it. You don't want to fry the first couple of days, and you wreck your trip, and you blister, and then you stay home, and then you flush your toilet with your elbow by yourself in paradise. It's not a thing you want to do.
There's a phone right next to the toilet.
There is. Right. Yeah. That's
there
the,
is.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Because now you can use it because your hands aren't all full of.
Boom. Right.
Patty might have a point.
Might have something.
Phil, what do you do for a living?
I'm a volunteer coordinator.
A volunteer coordinator.
That means he works with good people, not people like us. Right?
Volunteer coordinator. All right.
What kind of volunteers?
For the Salvation Army in Waukesha.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, very nice.
All right.
Very nice.
So you work for the Salvation Army.
I do.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well,
I probably won't anymore, but...
You think they won't let you back in because of the...
Because you sit to flush?
Connection?
They know your hands are clean. Yeah. I think it'll be okay.
I don't see this costing you any real ground at work. It might get you to look like, oh, hi, Phil.
Oh, there's that elbow flusher.
I'm telling you, that's why those buttons are like that.
I think they're...
I just can't.
No, because if they were... No, that doesn't make sense because they would be out
not.
To the side.
They would be out to the side.
Yeah. Well, why not just put a handle right here? Kaboom.
Well, that's what you people need, apparently.
Well,
need
that's what anyone would need. Why not have it operate like a steering wheel in your car? Have the controls out in front of you where they belong if you're going to do it that way.
Oh, thank you for taking it to ridiculous.
Something like that. Row, horse. Your way. Get up and turn around.
Yes.
Come
the
on.
The normal way.
No.
That's how civilized people operate.
That's how elbow, very civilized.
I think it's how you control stool health as well. Because people look. You look. If something was green or off, you know, you would want to then call your physician and, you know, get that sorted.
Well.
You will never know.
That's all.
You never know.
I can sense it.
That's all the time we have for toilet talk.